Welcome to the Dr. April Jasper Show, relevant conversations for business owners of today.
Are you looking for a nutritional supplement to help with your day-to-day vision needs? Look no further than MacuHealth. Recommended by doctors worldwide, MacuHealth offers a full line of products designed to support your vision and eye health. Available through eye care professionals on Amazon.com and directly on our website at MacuHealth.com. And here's the best part. Use the code OME24 when ordering direct from MacuHealth for special discounts. MacuHealth, nutrition you can see.
Hi, everyone. I'm here with Keith Kamilich. And Keith, I am just excited that you have been willing to sit down and talk to me because you have such experience in the industry. Let me tell everybody, from consultant to stylist. I mean, honestly, you were in the fashion industry as well. And now here you are in nutrition. So that's got to be kind of exciting. I want you to give everybody a little bit of background. Many people in our industry know you because you've really been so involved in industry and changing our lives and our patients' lives with everything you've done. But give us a little background on Keith.
April, so glad to be here. Dr. Jasper,
watch
so many of the podcasts, so informative, and love getting the message out. It's been an incredible journey. Like when I look now, and it's 34 years in this business that started way back when with Ballister Optical Laboratories. And it's interesting, just yesterday I had a talk with someone I worked with at Ballister Optical Laboratories, who's a director at ABB. So just when you're in this industry, it's not just about the patients, it's the people, it's in everyone. But it's been an incredible journey from the laboratory side to launching Verilux lenses to photochromatics,
cool.
from hard contacts to soft contacts, and then on when to all the frame business, and then now back to the medical side.
Vice President of Sales for MacuHealth, and I've seen a lot of change even within MacuHealth. You guys have been fabulous supporters of our podcast. We really appreciate that. It speaks a lot to the fact that your goal is not just to sell a product, but to change people's lives, and you're doing that every day. But tell us about, what do you love the most about MacuHealth?
MacuHealth is an amazing place to be. And the way that I got connected here was through Frederick, the owner, but it came in through more of a personal thing for me. I have older parents I take care of, and part of that was making sure that I knew what the doctors were telling them.
Yeah.
And I had a family history with my grandparents of AMD.
Wow.
And I knew that my mother, like, even though I'm darker skin, dark eyes, my mother is lighter skin, light eyes. Her mother had AMD, and I didn't know a lot about it then. And I knew that my mother was probably on that same journey. And then talking to some of my fellow doctors, they were like, you should look at what MacuHealth is doing.
Wow.
And so I started doing a little bit of a deep dive, and that is how I became connected with MacuHealth and Frederick from a customer standpoint.
Right.
But then as I got to know Frederick and really saw what he was doing over here, and I just said, people are not getting this message.
Yep. I agree with you. I think that's one of the things I'm the most passionate about too, not just even with my patients, but with my colleagues. There is so much misinformation out there, Keith, and your team is so good at helping us in our practices to know how to have better conversations. So let's dive into that a little bit. When we look at MacuHealth and how it's changed over the past few years, there's a lot of innovation too, which I think is incredible. It's not just that there's one product that's fabulous, but the things you've done to help us even in practice, the things you've done with the product, tell us a little bit about that innovation.
You know, a very, very interesting journey. And I want to make it crystal clear that when I came to MacuHealth and I connected with Frederick, the one thing that I brought was all the years of experience in sales.
Right.
And one of the first things I said to Frederick is, doing my research, this is literally the best and most complete product on the market. This message needs to get out there. And he then, as we engaged, brought me onto the team, and we really started looking at what we're doing. And the beautiful thing is, everything here starts patient-based. What is best for the patient. Yeah. And if we know what's best for the patient, then it is what's best for the doctor. And listen, it's very easy to say, this is the greatest product, you should do it. In this business, it's not that simple, okay? So much goes on in an optometric practice. My career alone indicates that and all the things you need to know. This is just a fraction of it, but a very important one. So we started with that and then really honed in on what we did. But it always starts patient, then it's practice, okay? Then we make it work for the company. You know, we do it bottom up, and that's been a great key to success. And education is incredibly important to where we make sure our staff is educated. But not only that, true genius is the ability to say a lot of complicated things in a very layman's term that everybody can understand. And we work very hard at that so that we don't confuse the patient. You know, confusing the doctor is not going to happen. It's helping get the message to the patient so that it's retained and digestible.
I love that. And I need it, honestly. I have been known to speak in layman's terms all the time, just because for me, it helps me to understand. And I want to be able to communicate with patients quickly, easily. And like you said, I love that, not confuse them with the details. So let's jump into something new that we brought into our practice. Your team has come out with something called the Life Meter, and we brought it into our practice. We're doing great with it. It has, honestly, I think what I would say, and I'll go back and look at the numbers so I'm real, I think that I can be very clear and shoot low by saying we have tripled our ability to sell product. And I think that's great for patients because I've had an easier time having a conversation. So what's incredible to me, and you tell me if you're seeing this across the board, is that nothing changed with the product. It's still amazing. But I found it was still a little challenging for me to help patients to get from this is what MacuHealth is and does to this is how I know it's working. So that's been my experience. But Keith, tell me how it's been working for other doctors and how are they improving patient satisfaction with the Life Meter and also improving their business and their practices?
Great question. And, you know, this journey's been very, very interesting because, you know, we stay very, in the beginning, it was very AMD focused. And the problem is that when you're dealing with a patient that's clinical now and traumatized is one thing, but there is so much more to this science and this nutrition. Yeah. So before the Life Meter, it was people saying, hey, my night vision has gotten so much better, or hey, my sunspots, which is photo stress recovery, it's not bothering me as much. And so we knew what the cause of that was. Now we introduced a piece of equipment called the Life Meter that actually can put a measurement on this. And it is amazing how it completes the circle, because like anything else, especially in the science of optometry, which is in a sense mathematically based, you would think you needed a machine for this. The interesting thing that you had mentioned about your number is tripling, you are in a group that now we have the data that were existing customers of ours a year before they got the Life Meter, and now we have their performance a year after the Life Meter. And that group, on average, has increased their supplement usage by 48%.
Oh, man.
So everybody likes to get percents and averages. So the lowest one is 38% increase, and the highest one is 75% increase. And this is on the carotenoid formulas only. I was able to pull out the TG, the vitreous health, and all of that. This is just carotenoid formula. So the numbers are real. And, you know, new technology takes a while to get out there. And like, this is a show me, you know, these are independent business people that, you know, they want to have the facts. And so that's the type of data now that we are getting out to the field that once it's in play. But more importantly, it's the patient experience.
Exactly.
You know, it's really funny. I was sitting with a doctor at a show and he goes, what do you think the patient experience is going to be like? And I said, let's do me a favor. Let's turn around. So we turned around. There were 30 people deep waiting to get tested. The line snaked around. I was like, I don't know if I can put that into words.
Right.
But like, if you would see my phone, I have like staff members in offices sending me their numbers. And then I have people that are patients of these offices that I know that tested are now showing me their improvements. It's just interesting when people engage in their own healthcare. If you think about this, the doctor's providing you a tool to engage in your own healthcare. It's a wonderful concept if you think it all the way through A to Z.
So Keith, I think what you're telling me is not only did the Life Meter help practices to be able to have better conversations with patients, but it changed the conversation from one of treatment, meaning you only need this if you have a disease, to prevention. So now you have people that understand better, I need to be on MacuHealth because it's going to help keep me from having an issue. It's going to improve the things you mentioned already, contrast sensitivity, you name it. You've got young people now that understand the value. And that's what I'm finding. Is that what you're finding?
Absolutely. And it's really interesting because we have a simple statement. The most expensive supplement is the one that doesn't work, okay? And so it can say whatever it wants on the bottle. People can say whatever they want about it. But until it's in your system and shy of having a full blood test to measure the serum, this is a device that's going to tell you these carotenoids are either you're absorbing these and they're going to where they need to go and we can measure them, or they're not. Like this is, you know, and again, this isn't even a MacuHealth thing because we're not the only product out there, but patients should have the ability to know if they are ingesting something, is this working? Is this working for me?
I love it. I believe in trust. You know, I mean, that's, I just wrote an article for Optometric Management Magazine about how the best doctors out there are the ones that have built trust in their patients, you know? So as we look at trust and we look at our effectiveness as a doctor, the one thing I think I also have seen with Life Meter is it's me saying to my patient, I'm not afraid to have you get started on this product and come back and let's prove that it makes a difference.
I agree. Like that is such a wonderful way to put it because listen, I am the VP of sales. So I am in competitive sales environment and ultimately the number is the number. Okay.
Right.
I don't know what your compliance is. Every single person comes in and tells me they're 100% compliant. I'm like, you're better than me because I have complete access to the product. I have it on me at all times. I'm still not 100% compliant. I do the best I can, but
life happens.
Okay. But the number is the number. And it's really interesting. Even doctors that say I'm 100% compliant, what that means is 4 days a week. Okay. And I get that. But in this world, the way that these work, you need to be 7 days a week. And then as soon as they see their score, it's amazing at the next show when I see them, I was like, wow,
what a difference.
You are extremely compliant. Like I don't even call it their MacuHealth number. I call it their compliance number.
Oh, that's brilliant.
You know, so it's interesting. But like I said, everybody, if you have a fever, you want to know what your temperature is. Like, if you're working on your acuity, you want to know what your prescription is. So
exactly.
It just naturally fits into everything we do. And you can test everyone. It doesn't take an advanced technician. You can put it anywhere you want. You can choose how you use it. And it's fast. So like it's just another amazing tool that not only for patient care, but for patient experience.
I agree. Well, Keith, I'm going to put you on the spot here for a minute. And this question you can answer as you will.
Okay.
But I know you've been through some stuff lately. You've had some eye challenges and you and I talked about it earlier. It's no fun going from, you know, being the one that's talking about challenges and problems to now being the one that's living them. And so having gone through some of the eye challenges you have lately, and we'll just call it that, what advice would you give other patients? And then also, what would you tell optometrists based on kind of what you've been through? We are grateful to have Ocusoft as a sponsor of our show. Since 1986, Ocusoft has served the community with a unique selection of proprietary brands, from dry eye care and protection with Retain line of artificial tears to eyelid hygiene with Ocusoft Lid Scrub Eyelid Cleansers essential for maintaining healthy eyes. Zoria Skincare from Ocusoft offers revolutionary products for people with sensitive skin and eyes. Thank you to Ocusoft for being the number one doctor-recommended brand of eyelid cleansers and providing patients and doctors with products and supplies to continue to keep our eyes healthy.
Listen, great question. And I made it an entire career up until 2 years ago without any health eye issues. So I played tournament tennis my entire life, and I'd been hitting the right eye substantially a lot of times. And out of nowhere, I woke up with a MAC off retinal detachment of my right eye. From being in the business, I knew what had occurred, but I really didn't know what all that meant and what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, in giving some shout out to people that were really there for me, this was early in the morning, and the first thing I did was call Dr. John McCall and say, John, I think I have a retinal detachment. And very calmly, early in the morning, he walked me through everything, and he said, most certainly you do. Stay calm, okay? This is what we need to do from here. Wow. I was traveling, and he was able to advise me how to get back to my home state, why to get back to my home state, and then proceeded to hand me off to my local optometrist. Mm-hmm. So I all equally want to give a shout out to is Dr. Stephanie Mastoris, who then jumped in and coordinated everything with my MDs.
Oh my
now,
gosh.
This all happened in a 36-hour window.
Wow.
It started with both of my ODs telling me, quit eating right now because you're probably going to have to have surgery when you get back and you want to be prepared for it. And they calmly and coolly walked me through everything. So the first thing I would suggest to anybody, and this is me as a patient, understand how well your optometrist knows you. From one optometrist drama call being a long-term friend that knows me in personally a lot of way, to Stephanie Mastoris, who is a new doctor to me in the last 3 years, but had complete family history, all of my exams, all of that, who jumped in and followed me through this whole journey. I never detached with her. After I left my meeting before surgery, I immediately called her and I said, listen, this is everything they said. Walk me through this like you guys do. She did. Then told me everything that was going to happen at surgery, and that's exactly what happened at surgery. Then called me, both her and John called me to follow up on me after surgery and walk me through everything that happened, got all the reports sent. And I will tell you that I know two things for the patients out there. Your OD knows you. They know everything about you. They know your family history. They know your personality. They know how you are in the chair. They know how you are around tests. They can tell, lay this out for you so that it goes so much better. The flip side coming back is they're such knowledgeable in who you are and what you are. And I would tell your ODs, it was everything to me. Like, you know, the MDs did an amazing job, and I will definitely, you know, the shout out to the MDs did incredible work. But the actual bedside manner, pulling me through, making sure I didn't get noticed, making sure that how my I slept right, making sure my application of my drops, okay? That was all from the ODs, knowing that the rest of my life, there was going to be their journey with me.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
you know, Keith, your story is incredible, but what it brings me back to is what you said, and I'm just going to pull that out of it. Doctors, we have to be doctors. You know, part of being a doctor is helping patients to avoid problems. We have to tell them what's best for them. How would you have felt if you called either of them? And you wouldn't have, by the way, they are both amazing, but what if you would have called them? And they would have withheld information from you because who knows what someone else is going to say. I mean, they are thinking of you as number one priority. And they treated you just like that. And it made a world of difference to
and
you.
And it's very interesting because now that I've had this and I've shared it, other people come up that are going through it or facing it. And I tell them, one of the first things I tell them is make sure that you engage your OD through everything. And in other forms of medicine, they're so used to compartmentalizing once they get to a specialist. And this is nothing about the specialist, but it's a specialist, okay? I had no idea who that surgeon was.
Right.
Up until 12 hours before she was operating on me, okay?
Right.
But everybody walking me through this, one had known me for 25 years, one had known me for three.
Wow.
The rest of them, you know, they'll know me the rest of my life. And so that part of it made perfect sense to me. And when I tell this story to people, they have their aha moment. Like, wow, I should get back to my OD. And listen, that OD, if does not like what you're telling them, will call and ask the tough questions of another doctor. Yeah. Don't, and that is so important, because even being in the business, you know, my ODs asked the tough questions, told me what to ask, and if they didn't like what I told them when I talked to them, they contacted directly, because ultimately I'm their patient.
Exactly.
Yes, I was their patient for a day or whatever from a specialist standpoint, but I'm their patient for life. And that's just how I look at it.
You mentioned earlier, Keith, when we were talking, that in when you first got out of school, so here you are, 19, 18, 19 years old, your first job out of school, you saw other people in that business, in consulting that you were in, that were burnout.
Correct.
They had had enough, and even though it may have been a short time, they'd been in the job, they were done.
Right.
Unfortunately, there's optometrists, I feel like, today that are feeling a little burnt out because they don't see the beauty and the wonder in what they do. What would be your final words to wrap up? And, you know, looking at your experience, looking at all the history you've had with optometry in our industry, what would you say to those folks that feel like, ugh, I don't even know if what I'm doing is making a difference anymore?
It's such a great question, because I've grown up in this industry now, you know, and as so many of my friends are doctors, so many of my friends own other companies in this industry. And I will tell you, you have to have some of your patients that are just key patients.
Yep.
The one thing that I tell my sales team is that you have an office that is your best office. And when you have your worst day, go to your best office and don't do anything but visit, because it'll let you know why you do what you do.
Oh, that's
and
brilliant.
So when I see these doctors, I'm like, it's impossible for you have not to have done something that changed someone's
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
Not to have seen something that changed someone's life. And I realize time goes on, but log that and remember why you do it. Can you help everybody? No, no one can. All right. And is every situation going to be a positive success? No. But the reality is you've probably done amazing things along the way, and log those and be able to go back to those and say, this is why I do what I do. And optometry is amazing. We know that people see their optometrist more than they see their general practitioner. And it's just the stuff they can tell you, the stuff that they can inform you about. I would tell you, like, so any doctor that's burnt out, I would tell you, re-engage with the patients that let you know that what you're doing is the right thing, and reaffirm that you are a great doctor, and they're there. I know they are. So when I reference, you know, when I reference the doctors that had surgery on me, and I reference, you know, Dr. Mastoris and Dr. McCall, like, these guys are great doctors. My life is different because of how they handle me through that journey.
That's good. I love it. Thank you for doing this. Thanks for talking to us. And I know the people that listen want to be inspired. They want to be encouraged. That's exactly what you've done. So, hey, you brought tears to my eyes, Keith. And we appreciate you and all you do. Just thank you for all the time you spent with us over the years. And thanks for being here.
No, thank you so much. And keep this going. I think these podcasts are amazing and brings a real human element to what we do. This isn't like a factory, like what we do. There's real people and everybody's close. I mean, not, you know, people are friends and live a journey. So we're not only, you know, you're not only vendors, you know, we're people, we're patients, we're consumers, we're friends. So it's a wonderful industry. Like, I couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Agree. Thank you.
Thank you.